Sheriff Susan lights a cigar and takes a puff. Fuck, that tastes rancid. She does her best to hide it. Her number one priority is being an intimidating presence to her perp. She knows he poisoned David. She can't prove it, but this dude doesn't know that. And he's just the bait anyway. He has that look, the look of a man who spent years doing wet work. Sure, he's guilty, but she can use him as chum to coax out the shark, and she has her harpoon at the ready.
Last time on Mystery D8.
What we need for part one is a siege weapon. So what I need is a group of tinkering experts who have all sorts of resources and knowledge at their hands.
So I look at the birds and I'm like, well, all gnomes have a bag of corn in their house. I just learned. So if you go into her house and fly around, you can find it and eat all of it.
They start to scream, red, red. And then they go and fly at the house and are just kind of swarming around the windows.
Oh, that's not what we wanted at all.
Yeah, he goes down in a heap.
And he burns up, presumably?
No.
Corn!
Welcome back to Mystery D8. I think that's all I'm supposed to say.
Thanks.
Yeah. Short and sweet. That's me. Okay.
Aww. Light on the sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So, you guys finished with a long rest last time, right?
Harp?
Sure. Yeah.
I guess.
Cool.
Oh my god, I didn't review my notes before we started, so I don't know what's happening.
Dead birds. I know we have
one more camp lift.
Yep, but we don't have any info on it.
We do not.
Yeah, going wrong. We've completed basically all the side quests we've got the necessary materials to complete our side quests, except for talking to a memo about Prop 8. We haven't done that yet, because haven't met a memo. But we paid Trug's tabs, we scoped out the trade routes for Menshu, we've got that hot massage oil, and of course one more goblin camp.
We're also seemingly opposed to Prop 8 too, so we should just, you know, we could also not do that.
Yeah.
I want to point out, you actually have met I think it's Amimo. Amimo.
Amimo?
He's the priest from the church.
So we were trying to we should have done better at finding Amimo.
Well, I think we met him.
I hear one of his hands is like small and weird.
Met him before we got that side quest anyway. But
whatever.
I'm glad you're keeping track of the side quests though, because I do not have great notes on those.
I feel like we've been good about it.
Well, I just ready for that massage.
I know, just really want to do that massage one, but we need to wait for that.
Well, presumably...
Sam, is this a Rubik's Cube?
No. Ooh, you already asked that.
That was a good guess.
I didn't ask that.
Good guess.
I think you guys guessed that forever ago. Imagine, alright, so it's a new day. Imagine, you know, there's the four different quadrants. Think that that ground folds in on itself, and it forms a cube. And each of those sections of the ground forms a cube, so there's these four cubes sitting there. And then the ground shakes briefly, and then there's a...
Boggle? Is it Boggle?
And then it's Boggle!
Hooray.
Tyler got it, it's Boggle.
It's right, good job, man.
Thanks.
I was just thinking, I was like, I know what the game is, and I don't feel like I would get it from that description, but then Tyler just got it, so proved wrong.
Hey. I don't know anything about Boggle, because I'm not Peggy Hill.
Deep cuts.
Gimbal, take inspiration.
I already had it.
Gotta burn it and earn it.
I know, but I haven't... Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I only said that because Zach was drinking something, and I knew he would have said it had an empty mouth.
I appreciate it. Mm. Well, I almost said it anyway, and I would have spat brandy and Pepsi all over my laptop.
I've had inspiration for, like, three sessions, and I haven't
it's
used
all I
it
have.
Yet.
I know. Me too, Gretchen. I'm right there.
I figured it's a good time to use it.
I think this chapter has just been too easy, so you haven't felt the need.
It. Yep, I've loved it.
It's a nice reprieve from getting our ass kicked on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, what do we see upon waking up? What buildings do we have around, baby?
Yeah, tough luck this morning. I wouldn't blame you if you just wanted to go back to bed. Gnomeland Security, Farwell United, Oh, that's a new one. You got one new one, Barbara and the grocery store is back.
Hey.
What's the grocery store? Remember? That's where we bought the onions?
He wanted.
It's like a grocery store. It's full of food.
He wanted us to get him meat, but I don't think we bothered with that.
Did I sell him human meat? Nah, it's probably too late.
You tried.
I think you tried and failed.
I advised you not to.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go check out Farble United, I suppose.
Okay.
I mean, I presume once we, like, defeat the curse, we can go to every building anyway, so, like, whatever.
How tragic would it be if we just lock the town into whatever configuration it was in?
Oh, no.
And like, everybody else dies.
My parents! I think, like, in my backstory... Me? Yeah, I have parents, and I think in my backstory I have, like, 7 or 8 siblings as well.
I thought you guys were just, like, made out of clay.
We are not golems.
I was thinking of dreidels.
Oh.
That's our word.
Yeah.
Wait, is Farble United a place we've been to before?
Yeah, that's where you met Menchu Geargrind Sweatmop of Clan Garrick.
Oh, good. Well, let's go talk to Menchu.
Sure.
Yeah. Menchu, buddy, we looked at those trade routes. I think we cleared the problem up for
you. Oh, right. I forgot you had a quest to turn in. Shit. Was his voice,
Who knows? Who fucking
knows?
Dude,
I can't remember at all.
I think I might have done a lazy guy voice.
Yeah, sure.
That might have been for somebody else.
Why not?
Just edit it in post.
No, I can work around this.
Just get 3 stacks to do it.
Yeah.
He throws you a double thumbs up and underhand lobs you a bag.
Okay. I would like to check out that bag.
It is empty.
There's nothing in the bag.
Correct. Why isn't there anything in the bag?
Oh, Menchu, buddy.
I asked Menchu.
I go, wait, excuse me, guys, can I just, like, stick my arm in the bag?
Yeah.
Does it go all the way in?
Yeah.
I go, come on, guys, it's a bag of holding.
Oh, do we need those?
He gives you that hand gesture that's, like, the kind of, like, hand waggle, gesture.
Can I?
Okay, it's like a bag of holding.
Yeah, can I check it out and see if I've encountered something like it or anything like that?
Yeah, give me an Arcana check.
Menchu, can you just tell us what it is?
He taps his temple and points at you.
17, how's that?
Yeah, it's plenty. This is a bag of snagging.
Oh.
Which is very similar to a bag of holding, but roughly 1/3 the size, so it can hold roughly 1/3 the stuff.
So, for those of us unfamiliar with common D&D magical items, tell me what I've got in my... Well, what Farron has in his hands.
Yeah, bag of holding is a classic. It's basically just like you can put a shitload of shit in it. Oh. Like you shovel stuff into a pocket dimension.
Gotcha.
Harry Potter stole this, I think, from D&D.
Sure.
Harry Potter equivalent item.
Okay.
It's a Mary Poppins equivalent item.
That's true.
It's Dick Van Dyke's British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stats in the, I don't know, DMG or PHB or something about like the dimensions of it and like. If you get in it, how much air there is, and you can survive for X amount of time.
Oh.
So just all of those numbers divided by 3, because this isn't a bag of holding, it's a bag of snagging.
Right.
I'll see if I can track that down while we're still doing
it. See, because I was thinking that a bag of holding was, like, infinite space. So I was like, well, 1/3 of an infinite space is still an infinite space. I think.
Yeah, it's not infinite, it's just an extreme amount of space.
Zach, you should mark down that you're holding onto that, I guess.
Yes, I will write down that I am holding the bag of holding.
Yeah, I don't need it. I can just carry
stuff.
Wait,
where'd you get a bag of holding?
The bag of snatching.
A bag of snagging.
There it is.
Snatching.
Bag of snatching.
Shouldn't Gretchen be holding onto that?
Hey.
It's snagging, not snatching.
No.
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
Also, she doesn't actually need it because she can just, like, carry an ungodly amount of stuff.
It's true.
Oh my god, I'm going to put so many swords in here.
Okay, and so, fine, I'm done with that. What else was around?
Weren't we supposed to tell him to vote on Prop 8? Is this the person?
No.
Somebody else.
That's memo.
The other ones were Gnomeland Security, a place you've never been, and the grocery store.
Let's go to the place we've never been.
Which sure. quadrant is that in?
This one's in Deep Market.
Deep Market.
You see a building that I imagine you would have come across before. The Ornery Aphid, which is a bank.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, a bank. Oh. I left like 1 copper in here when I left. I wonder if it's appreciated in value at all.
And how long ago did you leave?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't do a great job of keeping track of time out there, so who knows?
All right.
Well, let's go in and check my accounts, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah, you go in, and you're greeted by a man who's small, even by gnomish standards. He says, hello there. I'm Glare of Goldsnatch, Greenback, Gleamrock of Clan Garrick. What can I do for you? This afternoon.
Oh, hello,
morning. Clansman. What time is it?
Yeah, I think it's about morning, probably. I'm Gimbal Greenly, ale/glitter gear of Clan Garrick. Nice to meet you, clansmen. I'm here to check up on my accounts.
I'm Gretchen. I wave.
I'm Farron.
And do you have accounts here as well?
No, we're here for his account. I point to Gimbal.
Oh, okay. And he takes out a tablet, not like an iPad, like a stone tablet. And he scoots some runes around on it,
sure.
And it says, there is a fee just for having an account here, and that fee across time appears to have consumed what was left of your balance.
Ah, you can't trust the banks. Ah, that's all right. Well, we've been out, killing goblins, trying to restore the warren to its former glory. Anything you know about
He flinches when you say goblins.
I know, yeah, but don't worry, buddy. We're taking care of them. Anything you might know about that whole situation?
Why, yes, I might know a thing or two about the pilot of the storm camp.
We've been there. Yeah.
You have.
That was like the third one we did.
Well, thanks, but yeah, we've taken care of that. Anything we can do for you?
Gilmer at the Roguish Archetype owes me some money, but I haven't been able to find him. Could you maybe, seek him out and collect for me? It's the outstanding loan is 500 gold even.
Who's this dude again?
I don't think you know him. Well,
No. The guy we're talking to.
The one we're talking to.
Oh, the one you're talking to is Glaro, Goldsnatch, Greenback, Gleamrock of Clan Garrick.
Super, super, super.
I do have some info on the bag of holding and some rough math on the bag of snagging. So the bag of snagging is going to be able to hold 166 pounds worth of stuff.
You could put me in there.
What?
No, you could put me in there. No problem.
But like,
you can just smoke for a second and not talk. You know that, right?
What?
Bro, what an idea.
We can also put like 21 or so cubic feet worth of stuff in there. That's like the volume. If we're doing like one third. And the bag weighs 5 pounds. Also, so here's, I guess I'll just explain, like, the bag of holding lets you breathe for 10 minutes. Divided by the number of creatures. So like if you had one creature in there in a bag of holding, you'd be able to breathe for 10 minutes. So this one will let you do 3. Like our base will be 3. So one person in the bag can breathe for 3 minutes in there.
Yeah.
And you would just divide by the number of creatures.
Right.
Also, we should not throw this into an extra dimensional portal, basically.
Don't cross this
bridge. It'll blow up and open up a portal to the astral plane that'll suck anything in.
I don't know. That sounds sick.
So just, like, know that that will happen if we do it. I guess I shouldn't say that we shouldn't do it.
That's how we should kill the evil dwarf wizard at the end.
It'll just suck him into the astral plane, so I don't know
if that would kill him. We all go, too.
You can suck my astral plane.
Got him.
You nasty.
Mary, completely unamused.
I'm just waiting for us to adventure. I mean, I don't know. Sam, like, did the cool noise, so I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add.
Well, alright, so...
Sorry about your money, Gimbal.
It comes and goes.
That it does.
We've got only one more goblin camp. We don't know anything about it, but, I'm pumped up. We've been doing great. You want to just go take it on?
Just go find it?
Yeah.
When has overconfidence ever killed anyone? Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel perfectly healthy, so let's give it a go.
Alright.
Cool, let me, get the stats going. You guys want to banter hilariously while I do that?
Yeah. So, Gretchen, how is the herbalism going?
Man, it's not great. It's like I don't actually know how to do it. Like, I just have this kit, and I thought that just, like, living in a forest in my youth would, like, tell me how to use it. But wow, I just, like, don't. It's almost like I'm worse at nature checks than, like, other things that I'm, like, neither good nor bad at, if that makes sense.
I mean, in a way, it does. I wouldn't know. I'm not bad at a whole lot of stuff. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it. That's what I always say.
I mean, Dolara wants me to be honorable and, like, full of light and probably truth. I don't know if that's specifically in my books. probably is in there.
I mean, you know, confidence I don't think is dishonorable.
It's true.
I'm going to practice some herbalism real quick.
Okay.
Classic.
I wish you had a bong that you could make some great sound effects with into the mic.
We could finally do a full cover of Sublime's album, Sublime.
So here's a fun fact. I do have a bong, but it is clogged, and in true stoner fashion, I'm too lazy to unclog it.
Wonderful.
Clogged with marijuana?
The resin, baby.
Okay.
Ironically, a Stretch Armstrong. We wanted to get him in the mix, but it didn't work out.
All right, I'm ready for you guys. Thank you for covering for me.
Sure. No problem.
Anytime.
Yeah, so you're headed to this camp?
Yep.
I mean, we're headed there, like, yeah. Carefully, so, like, you know.
I mean, I'm going to do my classic scouting maneuvers.
Classic gimbal. Yep.
Give me that stealth.
Oh, man, that's actually not very good. 12.
How's a 5 taste, sucker?
I don't know. Is that good for me?
Yeah, well, good. I do my perception against your stealth.
Okay, super. So what do I
so
see?
So you're good.
I literally can't roll a 5 on my stealth.
Right. you see some more bugbears.
Hmm.
They look, you know, intimidating or whatever, I guess, because they're bugbears.
How many bugbears?
Yeah.
Gretchen, you don't see this.
I mean, Mary's asking Sam, can I do that? Is that metagaming? Sorry.
That is metagaming.
Let him get to it in his rich character.
Yeah, one of them's kind of big, and then there's 5 that are not quite as big.
So there are,
richly.
There are,
that's 6, Tyler.
Like, okay, thank you, Zach. Thanks for helping me.
Stop metagaming, Zach.
Sorry, that was math.
I wouldn't have gotten there. 45 minutes of me doing that math.
That's for the good of the podcast.
Exactly. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Are there any structures around?
There's a big hole.
A big hole? How are they arranged around the hole?
They're all on one side of it. They're not, like, standing around it or anything.
Okay, how big is this big-ass hole?
It's not like a crater or anything. It kind of just seems like they dug out a spot to sleep in instead of having an actual structure.
I gotcha.
Smart. Keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lot of fun.
I'll go back. I'm going to creep on back to my companions and let them know what I saw.
Well, that's good to know. They've just got a big hole, huh?
Yeah.
That's stupid. They're stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
You know, we fought 2 camps before that were 6 bugbears. I wonder if it has anything to do with those. Maybe not. Like, I think the Skull Splitter camp was that thing where they were, like, really bad against slashing damage.
Thanks, Rain Man.
Or the other way around. Sorry.
Oh, hey, do we see, like, any signs for this camp?
Yeah, I guess you probably would have passed one. You see a mangled shield.
Okay.
So, like, think a shield if someone, like, put it through a wood chip.
Sure. Like, if someone mangled it? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, you did say the word mangled.
Yeah.
I feel like you're making fun of me, but I don't know what I did wrong.
I feel like you're just telling me what mangled means, but, like, I know what that means.
Well,
he's painting a picture with his words.
Yeah, Zach always gets on my wiener about not being visual enough, so I get off your wiener.
I don't want this anymore.
This is beautiful.
That's what I need. Get me on that wiener. If you want me on that wiener, you give me a sweet metaphor.
It's good to know.
Even a lowly simile.
I like these nice, like, male friendships. This is good. Completely platonic. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't really know what to take from these guys, but do we have a battle plan?
Oh, if we blow them up.
Yeah, I could slash them. That's kind of my whole deal. I'm worried about that sign and the shield stuff. I don't know what that means, but I guess we'll figure that out.
All right.
Yep, you know, we'll figure it out.
So we should just go into battle?
Yeah, whatever. Maybe we do it smart? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking. What do you want to do there?
Nah, fuck it. Just roll initiative.
Okay, we waited too long.
Dad got mad.
Yep. God got mad.
You bored the audience.
20, not natural.
Oh, that's a 1. Black baby. Nice. Here we go.
A 9.
Cool. So we'll start with Gimbal.
How far away are we from them?
35 feet.
You little bitch. That's irritating to me.
I don't even know why. You know you can move, like, there or away from there.
I know. I'll just shoot the big one.
Okay.
What is that there? Oh, that's a good. That's a good one. How's a 23?
It hits.
I shouldn't have done this. Oh, well. It is what it is, you guys.
Mm-hmm. You're doing fine.
Well, but I'm not getting any attack bonuses.
I mean, yeah, that was, you know, not smart.
Right, hey, that's what I'm saying.
You're doing fine.
You're fine.
4 piercing damage and 4 fire damage.
Okay.
And then I would like to move, I don't know, like kind of diagonally back so I'm not clumping.
Okay.
And that's the end of my turn.
Cool. The 5 that are less large are going to swarm the semi-clump. I guess I'll send 2 at Farron and 3 at Gretchen.
All
right. So I'll start with the 2 at Farron.
I think I'm standing next to Farron, so I'm going to protect one of those.
Yep.
Yay.
So the one with disadvantage is a 12.
That does not hit.
And the other one is a 19. Give me the,
That's, you know what? That's all right. We'll do that in the next one. I'll take that hit.
For 11 piercing damage.
Youch.
And I'm also going to need you to make 2 dexterity saving throws.
2 dex.
She gets them with advantage because of her aura, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not advantage.
Oh,
it's
he gets
with
plus 2.
Bonus.
Yeah,
he gets +2 to it.
All right.
Paying attention to those rules, baby.
Thanks, Ty Ty.
So I critted one, and the other one is a 27.
Yeah, those are both successful.
My +2s really helped.
Yeah.
They were very necessary. Wonderful.
I guess I should do these more one at a time, actually. So, all right, Morningstar at Gretchen. That is an 8 to hit.
Nope.
I'll still need a dex save.
Okay. I also get the +2 for my dex saves.
Yes.
So FYI. Okay. That is a 19.
Yep. How about a 12 to hit?
That does not, but I'm assuming I need to do another dex save.
Yeah.
God, something mechanically interesting is happening, and I don't know what it is. That's an 18.
Who knows?
You're
who
just
going to
get knocked in your little fanny.
For dex? That's weird. I don't know.
That one's a 9.
That also does not hit. 21. Wow, I got some sweet rolls.
You're killing it, dude.
But...
Take that, Sam. You have no mechanic. This is all bluff.
Yeah, so that was overall fairly unsuccessful. And takes us to Farron.
He's going to immolate the entire scene.
See, I can't do that.
I mean, I can take it.
I mean, I don't know if I can.
No.
So, we've got, what, 5 guys in front of us?
Oh, burgers
yeah,
and
fries.
Yeah,
kind of in an arc around you.
Okay, can I cast... Is it possible to cast fireballs such that the 20-foot radius stops that line in front of Gretchen and myself?
You could get 3 of them, but not all 5. All
right, well, I think that's still a pretty good deal.
It's more than half.
I will do that, and so I need a dex save from those 3 guys.
Does he get the big boy, too? Where's the big boy?
The big boy is back at start, so it would not get him.
Okay.
The best I rolled was a 14, which I don't think passes.
Correct. It's 16 to beat, so...
Yep, so those all do 4 force.
+31 fire damage.
Yeah, they don't die from the fire damage. It's clearly the blast of it.
Nice.
Just, it's like one of those kills in Fallout 4 where you get that one perk where all the kills are just like super gory for no reason.
What's it like, meat bag or something? It's called something like meat.
Something like that. It's like that.
See, one.
Anything else?
You wiped out half of the enemies. This chapter's been great.
Woo.
Feels good.
Feels real good. Man.
Anything else for this turn?
Ooh, okay, so what did that do? Which 3 just died?
The 3 that were in front of you. So there's one on one side of you, Farron, and on the other side of Gretchen is the other one. So the 4 of you are, like, in a line, essentially.
Okay. Then, yeah, I don't think... I think it just makes sense, then, to stay next to Gretchen instead of doing something. You know, I think I might... take my bonus action to just tell Gretchen that she did a really nice job dodging those attacks, and that I appreciate her protecting me.
Mm, thanks.
For some sweet, sweet inspiration of the bardic variety.
Yeah, it's a D8, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so you can use that to, like, basically do whatever.
Cool, thank you.
And that takes us to the big kid, who's gonna run up on...
Oh, I thought I was the big kid for a second.
Oh,
I'm a big kid now.
You're not as big as a bugbear chief, I don't think.
I'm not? No, it's fine.
Can we try to trade him his camp for a bunch of beads?
No. He's gonna take his Morning Star up to Gimbal.
Yeah, he wishes.
What?
I said, yeah, he wishes.
To what?
And he does.
Yeah, he does wish to, so then he
I'm
does.
I'm just talking then... trash, Samuel.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
I thought there was something mechanical that I wasn't thinking of. Like, you were flying or invisible. Okay, Morning Star at you. 20.
Modified
20, not natural.
Yeah, that hits. Say. But I'm only going to take half that young damage.
Okay, you're also going to give me a dex save.
Okay. That is a 22.
Fuck. You take 5. That's 10 over 2 is 5. and then he's going to attack you again.
Oh.
And that's an 18.
Yes.
And you will take 8 piercing damage and give me another dex save.
That one is, how does 18 do?
Oh! Fuck! You guys suck.
Sorry about my plus 6 to my dexterity saving throw.
Next up is Gretchen.
It's
so
me.
Gretchen gets up from sitting pretzel style on the ground, looking at books.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, I think I'm just gonna try to slice the bugbear standing by me.
Yep.
Okay. That's a 20, not natural.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay, and then I wanna do Divine Smite, because I like that so much now.
Okay.
So, okay, so that means I do my normal D8. So that's 8 slashing damage, and then I get 2d8 radiant damage. So hang on. It's 12 radiant damage.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I mean, if they're undead bugbears, I get an additional 1d8 radiant damage. Just putting it out there.
Not yet.
You already did the one camp of undead guys.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that twice.
Also, so if you want to use... Do you want to cast Shield of Faith on Gimbal, maybe?
I still have a second attack.
I'm not worried.
Ooh, yeah, good call.
So I'm gonna do that. So just hang on.
Don't worry about me. Fine.
So the first guy, is he still, like, up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna attack the other one. That's by Farron.
Attack the second one. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Okay. Ooh. I'm gonna add my Bardic Inspiration to that roll. Now it's a 15.
Ooh, not quite.
Dang it. Okay. That's okay. And then I am going to cast Shield of Faith on Gimbal. So you get plus 2 to your AC.
I'm okay, but all right. Thanks.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And that takes us to Gimbal.
So the big dude is in front of me?
Yes.
I'm going to stab him with tooth. But I'm going to use my inspiration, which means I have advantage, which means if I hit, I get my bonus dice.
Oh, good thinking.
Thank you. So, 20, not natural.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's stab that little punk. So, 4 piercing damage. Wait, hold on. That's not true yet. I haven't added all my other stuff. 12 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I need a con save. I need a con save.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I get to try and save against this. 14.
So close. So you are now poisoned. At the start of your turn, you will take 1d4 poison damage.
Woo!
I would like to disengage. See, I'm saying it, Samuel.
There it is.
And just move 25 feet away from the big dude. Like, towards my companions, but not like I'm standing right next to them.
Okay.
And that's the end of my turn.
And that takes us to the 2 bugbears, one of whom falls in half.
Sweet. Man, I love this sword so much.
And the other one is going to swing a Morning Star at Farron.
With disadvantage.
I still might have gotten them.
Might have.
16?
Yeah, that'll do it.
That does do
it. Yeah. So give me a dex save and also take 8 piercing damage.
Dexterity. So I get a plus 2.
Plus 2 to your save. my cool auras.
Almost merled that one. Rolled the d12. That would have been good. Oh man, that's a 27 again.
Woo! Butts, man.
Oh man.
They just great. Fall over instead.
These numbers are so unkind to me.
I do a standing backflip just for shits and gigs.
I guess you could dab on him, but that's probably too excessive.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Farron is known for his moderation.
Yeah.
And that takes us to you and your sense of moderation.
Hooray! I am going to... So we've established that this person's within 5 feet of both Gretchen and myself?
No.
It's like within 10 feet of Gretchen?
Yeah, you're between the two of them.
Well, didn't Gretchen try to do a melee attack last turn?
I did.
Oh, so shit, like, yeah, she right did. You're right. My bad.
Then, yeah, I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on this guy. So, yep, they're going to hear a bunch of spooky whispers, and I need a wisdom save. And if they fail, they're going to run away and take some psychic damage.
And maybe an attack of opportunity from Gretchen. No, she probably used all her stuff, didn't she?
I think 5 is probably plenty to save on that, right?
Just a total 5? Yeah, it turns out I've been lying this entire campaign. Yeah, so yeah, 5 is not going to do it, so they're going to take, 13 psychic damage.
Okay.
And if they are still up, they are going to run away from both Gretchen and myself.
Yeah, they do.
Do I not get one because I did the defense
thing?
Oh,
that's right.
So that was my reaction, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't. You get one, though.
So I'll attack with my rapier. That is a 17.
17 hits.
And that is 4 piercing damage.
Oh, that was his remaining health.
That's as low as I can get. That's a 1.
So, yeah, you stab him in his back as he tries to flee, and you were using your rapier, right?
Yeah.
So you suck up some bardic inspiration. Remember, Ooh. That's a mechanic that exists.
Yep. That feels good. I just say it with my patented catchphrase.
And we're back to Bugbear Captain.
Who now takes 1d4 poison damage.
Yeah, roll
like
it.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, he's a real idiot.
Do I roll it?
Yeah, it's your damage.
Okay, cool. Haha, 4, like a chump.
Cool. He's furiously going to run at you and try and hit you with his Morningstar
symbol. That's
fine. First off is a 24.
Sure.
My shield of faith isn't that good.
I take half of whatever you just rolled.
So that is a 6.
I'll take 6 damage. Okay.
And then give me a dex save.
Come on, fail it. I want to see what we're
the
doing.
The DC is the attack roll.
Excuse me. You're fucked. Or you're pretty close to fucked.
You better be fucked. What'd you roll?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely boned. I rolled a 10.
God damn it. The one time you fail by so much. Like, why couldn't you have just, I don't know, moved some of those numbers around to fail more times? Yeah, his Morningstar, when it connects with you, it, like, curdles the leather of your armor slightly, which leaves it with some openings and some spots where it's very thin, and you take a penalty of 1 to your AC.
That's lame.
And he's going to attack you again.
Okay.
That's a 22.
Fine.
I feel like a bad tank, because my poor rogue is just like eating
shit. He could have run over to you, and he didn't.
I did.
He had the opportunity to join up, and he declined.
That's true.
He brought this on himself.
I'm okay with that.
You take 6 more piercing damage.
I will survive.
And roll me another dex save.
Aha! This time I got 22.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Sucker. Wait, no. Shit. Yeah, well,
yeah,
fuck.
Will. Yeah, Will. Don't ruin my armor anymore.
Cool. Well, at least I got to do that. A moral victory for me.
Let me get up in there.
Now you'll be mildly inconvenienced for a while. Haha.
Until I go back to the Warren and find an armor.
Next up is Gretchen.
I'm gonna run up and I'm gonna slash him in the face.
Yep.
I'm gonna use my inspiration die as an advantage on attack. Can I do that? Is that how that works? Okay.
Anytime you're rolling a d20.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I got a 20, not natural.
Cool.
And I'm gonna divine smite him at the second level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means he gets normal damage. So that's 10 slashing damage, and then 3d8 radiant damage. Oh, it's only 11 radiant damage. But okay. And then I'm going to attack him again.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, that's less good. That is a 14.
Yeah, 14 ain't going to do it.
Man. All right.
And then take this back up top to Gimbal.
I'm going to make a fart noise at him. I'm going to go...
right, he winks at you.
Winks at me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, now I'm standing next to Gretchen, right?
Yes.
So I'm just going to stab him in the guts with my rapier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crit fail.
Yeah, you toss your rapier between his legs and it skitters along the ground.
You right. Rub his chest sensuously.
Sure I do. Yep, absolutely.
He winks at Gimbal too.
Absolutely.
A bunch of Pam on him.
Yep, and I'm gonna move 25. I'm gonna disengage and move 25 feet away from this situation.
Cool. Farron to the rescue.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess I'm gonna cast heat metal on the guy's Morningstar.
Okay.
So I need a con save to continue holding it.
He's just going to drop it.
Yeah, and I don't understand that. That's the one part of the spell I don't understand. It's like why you'd want to keep holding it.
I think it's only if your weapon is that good.
Yeah, okay, cool. So he's going to take a 2d8 fuego damage.
En fuego.
That's 12 fire damage.
Okay. And now it's his turn. So roll that poison damage for me.
Another 4 poison damage.
Okay, and I guess, Gretchen, you're the only one standing next to him, so he'll go for you.
Bring
it. Oh, in half, that sucks.
With, his javelin.
Okay, that's weird. I guess he dropped his Morningstar.
Yeah.
It's real hot.
16 to hit.
Nope.
No. Idiot.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you think about, oh, that's a crit. Now I feel rude.
I mean, I guess that'll hit.
Yeah.
It will.
It's 18 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I need a dex save.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's a 7?
Yeah, your precious plate mail is slightly corroded, and you take a permanent -1 to your AC.
Okay.
That's a huge bummerooski, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sure Crumb can fix it.
Yeah, like I can do anything.
Yeah, I was hoping you would run into this camp a little earlier, but whatever. And now we're... at Gretchen.
All right, I'm going to chop him.
End his miserable life.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a 23.
Yeah.
That hits.
And then we're going to do Divine Smite again.
Can you just do that forever?
I mean, until I run out of shield, the spell slots.
Oh, snap.
Okay. So that's 10 slashing damage. And then it's... 11 radiant damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 23.
Yeah, it's a hit.
All right.
Cloned roll.
I'll just do that same thing again. Why not? Divine smite it.
Yeah, I mean, the next thing we're going to do is take a nap, so.
All right, there's 7 slashing damage. And then that's 8 radiant damage.
So if you're paying a lot of attention on the Skype call... you would have noticed that after you said your first one hit, I didn't write anything down in my notes of the HP decline.
Did he have like 1?
He had 4 left.
Oh, so. Well, I really killed him. Yeah, I basically killed him, and then I sat there and like killed his corpse.
You killed the fuck out of this guy.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
That'll learn him.
I teabag him.
Well, that was uncomfortable.
His corpse winks at you.
Oh, God.
I think you mean you conch him.
Yeah, I do that. I conch him.
Throwback!
Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.